Proclamation number 5587 of 27th of January, 1953. Humility. Approach God in all humility and He will lovingly draw close to you. Listen to the voice of your heart. Don't become arrogant in spirit when His love becomes obvious to you, but always remain humbly devoted to Him. Then the measure of grace He pours out on you will be inexhaustible. Then you will truly be His children who have found the path to the Father's heart. Humility must completely fill you, and even the greatest gift of love must not let you become arrogant, for it is only His greater than great love which bestows that gift upon you, but not your worthiness. What is weak is lovingly regarded by God as soon as it recognizes its weakness and humbly withholds itself from maternal love. Then it will truly be showered with an abundance of grace which will secure you a high ascent. And thus a simple explanation is given to you humans when and how God bestows His gifts of grace. Information is given to you as to what alone is necessary in order to receive a richest measure of grace. Humility is presented as the virtue which is looked upon by God with eyes of love, which moves Him to empty Himself, to distribute at an abundance of grace which surely leads the human being to the aim, to the union of the child with the Father. Just as a child approaches the Father in all humility, so the human being must also feel humble towards the Eternal Father. But where humility fades, God also withdraws His grace. Humility, however, demands nothing for itself. Humility feels so infinitely small in the face of the Divinity, which it certainly suspects but does not dare to address. True humility will only produce a slur. It will not be able to express itself with words, for it does not dare to address words to the highest being, which can already destroy with a thought what it once created. Humility is silent and only falls down before the face of God, pleading for His mercy. Humility waits patiently until it is raised up by His benevolent hand. And where you humans recognize this humility, there the flow of grace also flows uninterruptedly into the heart. There God's presence is evident. There the connection from earth to heaven is created. There God inclines Himself to earth and fills the vessel with His grace, which is held out to Him openly. The heart which humbly surrenders itself to God in the knowledge of its unworthiness and weakness. 27th of the 1st, 1953. For humility of heart is the soul's highest adornment. It opens, as it were, the gate to the spiritual kingdom. It opens the source of grace, for where humility is, there is also love for God, whom the soul acknowledges as a super-holy being, whom it hardly dares to look up to but whom it strives towards, to whom it would like to make itself entirely its own. The soul's humble devotion to its Creator and Father from eternity is the shortest path to Him, for a powerful wave of love and grace carries it over all obstacles to the Father's heart, who graciously draws it to Himself because a humble soul is well-pleasing to Him. True humility of heart need not be outwardly recognizable, rather it often hides behind an impenetrable nature, for true humility does not apply to people but to the God and Creator from eternity. True humility does not venture forth, it walks silently. True humility does not dare to come forward, it walks quiet, solitary paths in modesty and never comes forward. It is without any self-love but always endeavors to make its fellow human beings aware of God's greatness and holiness, because it itself feels how small and miserable the human being is in comparison to His holiness. And it will find grace in abundance. for its whole being is an abhorrence of the former sin of apostasy from God, whom it would never ever want to offend and who therefore grasps its will, which is fully turned towards him, and draws the soul to himself in the most ardent merciful love. Amen.